From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. U.S. Representative Mark Molinaro has introduced a bill that would create a comprehensive database of agencies that provide support services and resources available to individuals with intellectual, physical, and developmental disabilities. The Red Hook Republican said on January 31st, the Think Differently Database Act would offer, and I quote, a single point of access, end quote, for individuals and families in need of those services and resources. Molinaro said in a press release, and I quote, currently many individuals with disabilities, families, and caregivers don't know what services are available to them, end quote. He said those seeking services are forced to navigate, and I quote, a confusing patchwork of federal, state, and local resources to find and access the services they need, end quote. The bill, co-sponsored by New Jersey Democrat Representative Mickey Sherrill, would provide, and I quote, a one-stop shop for locating resources that support and empower individuals with disabilities, end quote. The measure would require the Secretary of Health and Human Services to create a comprehensive website that includes federal and state resources available for those with disability, resources that connect individuals, families, and caregivers with health care, mental health, and other community-based services within state Medicaid programs, and a zip code feature to help individuals locate resources in their community. One of Molinaro's children is on the autism spectrum, and as a result, he devoted his efforts as Dutchess County executive to changing the way individuals, businesses, organizations, and communities relate to those with special needs through his Think Differently initiative. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office is looking into several cases of local young people being blackmailed via social media in the past week. A perpetrator befriends a youth on social media pretending to be someone their age. At some point, the child is asked to share explicit photos of themselves. Once the photos are shared, they blackmail the child by telling them the photos will be posted and shared with others unless money is paid. In some cases, the perpetrator asks for money in the form of gift cards. So far, the sheriff's office has one case in which the perpetrator did post the photos after not receiving the money demanded. Law enforcement is asking that anyone with information about these cases who thinks they may be a victim or knows someone who was a victim are asked to contact Detective Cohen at 845-486-3820 or via email at jcohen@dutchessny.gov. The sheriff's office can also be reached via the tip line at 845-605-CLUE or 2583 or dscotips@gmail.com. All information will be kept confidential, and you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Ragga Justin is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Kathy Hochul, January 30th, vetoed the Grieving Families Act legislation that would have drastically amended state law related to wrongful death civil claims. In a veto message, the governor said the legislature passed it without full consideration of its impacts, but indicated she is open to negotiating a change in the current statute. The vetoed measure would have expanded the categories of people who could seek damages related to a wrongful death to include those suffering emotional anguish as well as economic losses. It would also have extended the 2-year statute of limitations to bring a wrongful death case by 18 months. The governor wrote in an op-ed published in the Daily News that lawmakers never conducted, and I quote, a serious evaluation of the impact of these massive changes on the economy, small businesses, individuals, and the state's complex healthcare system, end quote. In her veto message, Hochul blamed the legislature for failing to negotiate a scaled-down bill. When asked if she believed the legislature had done its due diligence, Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins noted its long legislative history and said the measure had been discussed innumerable times. The New York Trial Lawyers Association had strongly lobbied Hochul and her staff in support of the legislation, and only a handful of lawmakers voted no, including State Senator Neil Breslin, the head of the Senate's Insurance Committee. State Attorney General Letitia James voiced her support. James said last week, and I quote, "The wrongful death laws in New York are antiquated, regressive, and must be changed," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.